KCBS News Time, 10:32. Former First Lady Barbara Bush's family says she is now receiving only comfort care for her failing health. Mrs. Bush, who is 92, is suffering from congestive heart failure. A family spokesman says the wife of the 41st president and mother of the 43rd has decided to stop seeking medical treatment to prolong her life. For more on comfort care and the options people have, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Catherine Forrest, family medicine physician at Stanford Healthcare and end-of-life care expert. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So these are such difficult decisions. Knowing a decision that you make for yourself has a profound impact on loved ones. How do you counsel people through this process?
I think the key is actually having an advanced directive for care so the family knows what it is that you would want under these different circumstances. And actually, if you're unable to make those decisions, to have designated someone in your life to make those decisions for you. Oftentimes, people realize that the quality of their life is such that having life prolonging treatment isn't a goal for them no longer in their life, and they're looking for how to spend this time they have at the end of their life. In her case, the family has said only comfort care. We might phrase it differently. Probably she's receiving palliative care, which is neither life prolonging nor shortening or hastening, but will improve the quality, decrease the suffering as she goes through these last stages of the dying process.
What is the line? I mean, when do you decide no more?
I think that's a very individual choice for people. When done well, we talk about what the quality of life would be with different kinds of treatments, and it's going to be prolonging and that would, for that person, feel like prolonging suffering, then that's usually the time that people decide enough is enough, and we withdraw prolonging treatments and shift instead to comfort to relieve the symptoms that they're having with whatever process it is that's causing them to be at the end of their lifetime.
Barbara Bush is at home. So many people would love to be at home. Not everyone can. But what are some of the things that you can do to make people comfortable?
I think the number one thing we can do is to have good support services. And in this country, we have access to hospice, and most likely she has hospice services. Hospice is expert in symptom relief, so things that maybe have to do with pain. We have treatments for pain. Sometimes it involves sedating the person, but sometimes it's pain relief alone. There's medications that address other kinds of discomfort, like nausea, for instance, or feeling short of breath. And we have some good medications that help people not suffer those symptoms.
Thank you so much. So nice to know there are options. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Catherine Forrest. She's a family medicine physician at Stanford Healthcare and end-of-life care expert.